welcome to another episode of Sportsball is Wife. I'm Leslie Ryder, and I'm here with my wife, Emily Anderson.
That's me.
That is you. We are wives.
Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum. Quick question. Is this the penultimate episode for the season?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about what we'll get into in the off season.
Just taking 1 week at a time there, dear.
Yeah. Well, I would say there's winter sport to be had, but I mean, hockey's not going to start till January. So
I'm mad at hockey. We're not talking to them right now. And also this podcast is not called Hockey is Wife.
That's true. So. Hockey is still debating how they feel about wives. Yeah. I don't know. I think, we'll probably have some feelings during the playoffs. No.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the playoffs.
Yeah, we still... Just because Chicago's out doesn't mean everything else stops.
I just, for me, I'm like, okay, end of the season this weekend. Cool, all done.
Which is something we will be getting into. The Chicago Red Stars were the latest team eliminated, and as a result, it seems Coach Petrocelli has been relieved of his duties, but... the playoff chaos continues to chaos, and we will be getting into that right now.
Right now. I like how you're like, okay, these are things we're going to get into, all of them, right now. What a
yes, immediately.
We're also going to get into other around the grounds excitement.
A few things.
Some hockey things. I still don't know. Maybe some Carly Lloyd nonsense.
Maybe. It still hasn't come out yet, so it's a preliminary.
I feel like I know enough.
she's only got three lines, and she says them all in the trailer.
Yep.
But begin with last weekend's action. Alas. The Red Stars. The team that was just starting to pull it all together and fire on all the cylinders. It was the little engine that could. Devastating loss. Devastating loss to Kansas City Current. An exciting goal fest, but awful. Painful.
Yeah, it was. They deserved to go out better than that, I think. And it was, that one was really hard to watch, honestly.
Sports were a mistake.
No, they weren't. I hate it when you say that. Because feelings are important.
Feelings are important. Us, why is the feeling feel always the... pain?
Shut up. You're a Yankees fan.
Yeah, it's, you know how long it's been since the Yankees have won a World Series?
You're saying this to a Detroit Tigers fan.
At least you had something to celebrate with Miguel Cabrera. His retirement.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Our best player for the last whatever years, our best hitter at least, is gone. Cool. Good celebration. Love that. Yeah, the feelings are not always sad. You just
not always,
feel them louder.
Those are the louder feelings, and I think coming off of a summer of some devastating losses, it's just one on top of the other. It's okay. I'm in therapy. We're good.
Uh-huh. I was going to say, this seems like a you problem. I say that with love. Maybe an us problem. I think this was the beginning of the end of this season. Like, this season, or at least the end of an end, maybe, of the saga that Chicago has been through. And we can kind of close the door on this season. We can put it to bed. And then we can start anew. The Phoenix is pretty much fully ashes now. Like, we're not still waiting for it to light on fire. We're now at the part where it's, like, reborn. And I think that's
positive. It has burst into flames, and it is ashes.
Yeah, the bursting into flames happened. Months ago? Years?
Over That's true. Ago. It's a lot of... You look at Saturday and you think of a lot of what-ifs. Like, after the game, Aaron Wright in the press conference was talking about, you know, they had an unbeaten streak going into that game, and they were finding a groove. They were finally getting to know each other on the field, and it just they got thrown one more monkey wrench at the worst time. I mean, it was one more new lineup, one more weekend of throwing.
One more day. One day more.
Yeah, it was tough. It asking a lot of the youths. Jill Aguilera got her first start and played the most minutes she's played in a single game all season. And to have that be in a must-win scenario, that's tough. That's tough for a young player.
Yeah. I mean, I think she's been there, like, she's been ready, and I think it's tough to not have your two best defenders there, arguably. Especially two who are very good at chasing down quick players. Without Casey Krueger and Tierna Davidson, there was clearly a gap. Mm-hmm. And it was gonna happen. I hoped it would be a better result, but that's a big hole to fill.
It is.
I think bad luck happens sometimes, and you chalk it up to everything else that has happened, honestly. Bundle all that together and chuck it out the window and start again.
Yeah, there is a sense of the future will be a much better place. The young Red Stars, the young ones, as Aaron Wright called them, were the ones after the game being like, we got this. Next year we're doing this. So I think it's good to have that group have played together all this time and just go through all of that. Just do a little trauma galvanizing bonding. Trauma bonding. Sure. Exactly.
It's honestly, like, I hate to say it, but in every movie where the gang gets together and buckles down, it's after they get their butts kicked and they gotta take out the bad guys. The bad news is the bad guys is the rest of the league. In this scenario, there's a lot of bad guys. But I do think this team has a lot of fight in them, and I am optimistic about their future.
Got a lot of spunk, this team.
I mean, between Penelope Hocking and Ava Cook and Allie Schlegel, like, I wouldn't want to fight them. They are, the three of them, as kind of a lot of that younger attacking energy, will just throw their bodies at things. And it is
no regard for personal health.
None. And it's intimidating. So I'm like, that's awesome energy they're bringing in.
Yeah, it's that old Chicago Red Stars way, as they say. Speaking of the Chicago Red Stars way, we got the notification yesterday that Coach Petrocelli would not be seeing out the end of the season, and that he had been relieved of his duties to be replaced in the final game by assistant coach Ella Mesar. I'm not surprised, but I'm a little surprised at the timing.
I'm mostly surprised at the timing. Yeah, I think the timing is strange to me. I don't get it. With one game, even if there were like three games left, I'd understand it a little bit more if we were like, we're making changes, starting now. With one game left, I'm like, let the man just finish out the season. There's nothing to lose.
No.
I don't think you gain anything by having him leave early. That's really the thing. I'm like, what is the value in that? And I don't think he did a bad job. This team has come together as a group, and after the season they've had and the shit they've had to kind of deal with outside of on-field stuff, like, that might be a win of having a team that isn't fighting each other.
Yeah, it could be really bad given the tumult of the season, but I mean, as we learned in the last home game, it's like this is actually a really good group. They're enjoying each other's company and having that warm, welcoming feeling.
I mean, you can see it in warm-ups. Like, they're silly. And they're you can't fake that.
No.
And I'm sure there are people who feel otherwise, or, you know, it's never going to be perfect. But they definitely don't seem like they hate each other, or like there's, like, infighting happening. I feel like that's usually palpable.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't know. I hope for Petrocelli it was handled with grace, because I'm sure there's someone out there who could have done more with this season. I'm not saying, like, this was the best they could have done.
Yeah.
But I also know there's a lot worse that could have happened.
Yeah. I think it's a testament to the fortitude and the resilience of the team that they got this far in the season before actually getting eliminated.
Yeah, and that's on top of, like, okay, you've got the club issues, a change in ownership that's been looming over the team for, what, 6 months-ish?
Yeah.
And then your star forward, your primary goal scorer, gets injured
so early.
So early in the season. Like, what do you guys fucking want from him?
Yeah.
The fact that, yeah, like, people want to stay and build on this, that's a win for me. So, yeah, I don't know. I hope it was handled kindly, because I think he deserves at least that. I don't know the man personally.
Right.
I've only had interactions here and there. But he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's the bar for a decent coach in the NWSL is
in Chicago.
In Chicago, no less, is low. But, like, he cleared the bar.
As far as we know.
Cleared the bar.
I will be very upset if we learn something else down the line and that there's a reason for it. I will be pissed, honestly. But from what I know,
doesn't seem to be the case.
No. And, you know, I wish him all the best.
Happy trails, unless you did something awful, but I really don't think you did.
No.
But with that game in Kansas City, the Chicago Red Stars become the second team eliminated from the NWSL playoff race. And we have a chaos Sunday, a final countdown, a decision day, caroling of the bells, to ring out the end of the NWSL regular season.
Or in my brain, I guess all of it.
All of it. Yeah, no, this is it.
Well, honestly, I've gotten so used to English football, which is how it happens.
Yeah.
It's then you're done. It's not how it happens here in the United States, where I'm from and should be more used to. But here we are.
But it is cool that we are on the last day, and it is still all to play for 10 teams in the league. There's still no Shield winner. We're still up for grabs. We know San Diego and Portland have clinched a playoff spot, but there are still 4 more up for grabs, and there are so many pathways.
There are so many options, and the funny part is I was sitting there being like, okay, I gotta figure out how we can watch all of these at once. And then you had to remind me, we will be at a game. So
it's like, you're gonna be taking pictures on the field. You see one game on Sunday, I'm sorry.
Nah, I'm still gonna figure, I'm gonna bring my iPad. I mean, I always bring my iPad to transfer photos, but I think I am gonna try to have Lisa Carlin on my iPad just to check in. Because I'm gonna wanna keep
the whip around show on in the background. Yeah, I'm glad they're doing that. I think
they deserve it.
I think they'd be foolish not to. And, you know, they have the feeds, they have the capabilities. Just,
well, you've built to this finale.
Yeah.
Give it its stage.
Yeah.
And we are. And I'm excited for Lisa too, because I think it's a cool opportunity for her.
Yeah, it's a totally different muscle flex, and I think that'll be really cool.
Yeah.
I'm just really excited. I think all of the games have implications for one team or another. Rain is going to play Chicago. And I hate trying to find them on
if they win the table. They're in.
Yeah. If they win, they're in.
That's what I know. So that's cool. So, you know, and I think I won't be rooting against the Red Stars by any means, but I will be in kind of a roundabout way rooting for OL Reign to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think it'd be nice to have Megan Rapinoe make one last run to a championship.
Also, if they don't, is that the first one they don't make?
I don't know if it's the first one they don't make.
Given the expanded field.
They're usually always in the running, and by now have usually punched their ticket. So it's very interesting to see it come down to the end of the season. And I think it would be very Greek tragedy to have it be eliminated by the Chicago Red Stars, who have been eliminated themselves. And
you're coming down with us, which is kind of fun, honestly. Go play spoiler,
as Kansas City did to them.
If they draw or tie or draw or tie, that's
draw or tie.
If they draw or lose, it means that three or more than three other teams have to get above 33 points, which means a win for Gotham, I'm trying to think who else. I think Angel City for Washington. Yeah. So they...
Bonkers.
Their odds are pretty good.
But have to win.
But there are people nipping at their heels if they fuck this up.
Yeah. So it's like, keep it in your control, win the game. And I think for Chicago, they're going to want to end the season on a high note. So I think it ought to be an interesting game.
Yeah. I'm really curious to see what kind of lineup we're going to have.
I don't know. We don't know who's available yet.
Even just, like, there are players that I think either haven't been playing as much lately. Cook is one, and I don't know what's going on there. Shayna Matthews, I feel like we haven't seen as much of. Early in the season, she was recovering.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the timeline of that is like at this point. But she's got to be at full minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, she played in the World Cup full minutes,
right? She's someone who can be a starter and can make a difference.
And so, I don't know why we're not, like, that's the energy I want to bring in.
Yeah.
Because those two come in and you see the energy change. So... yeah.
There's nothing really to save for the last day of the season.
Yeah, let's put all the cards on the table. Let's see what happens. No one get hurt.
But let's have a little fun and embrace this chaos.
Be silly. Put Aaron Wright up front. That could be fun.
Yeah.
Get Mama a goal.
Get her a goal. Kayla Sharple scored her first goal last...
Oh, that was so fun, though. It was a... Kayla Sharple? With the goal?
The ball was at her feet somehow at the end of that goal mouth scramble, and she scored a goal.
Well, and at that point it was still very close, so that was the first goal for Chicago, tying it up, and then it got bad.
I hope for the Red Stars to have a strong finish. Just no matter the result, I hope for them to have a strong finish.
Yes, yeah.
they're building something here. Pivoting across the pond, just something that I find very funny and in the theme of chaos. Man City versus Chelsea had 11 yellow cards, including one to the bench for Gareth Taylor. Then we had two red card decisions. One of them was quite controversial for Alex Greenwood for taking a free kick for Manchester City too slowly.
That's some shithousery, if I ever heard one. I find it really, weird. I don't know. It's just, it seems like a not well-managed game by the ref one way or another.
Well, I mean, it's two teams that are like gonna compete for the top of the table, and maybe the referees are like, nope, we're clamping down on time wasting, and we start now.
Well, time wasting, yeah, fair enough. But I just mean like the 10 cards or whatever before that.
It's a lot of cards.
It's a lot of cards. So either you needed to handle something and tell someone to shut it down. And get their shit together. Or you need to give, like... Or you were being too sensitive with the cards. Not everything is a card. Because, I mean, we've seen some cards, speaking of Jana Matthews,
yeah,
that were just egregious. She's, and it's just like, wait, what?
Like, she just got here. You're gonna give her a card? That's doesn't like, seem right.
Yeah. So, on an unremarkable play. Anyway, I'm still mad about that. Yeah, so I didn't watch that match. And with that many cards, I don't think I'm going to. But it doesn't sound like a fun game. Phone on the floor.
It's like 11 yellow cards. Is that a lot?
It's a lot. It's a lot. That is several yellow cards, yes. I mean, you've watched enough soccer at this point. You know that's a lot.
Yeah, but I feel like when it's that many, I do wonder if it's like a reactionary, like, is it actually from a place of like, well, it was a little chippy in the first half, and so now we're just gonna start carding to get things under control. But I don't get the sense that is what happened.
No, I didn't.
I don't think women's soccer referees have gotten to that point, to be quite honest.
Yeah, no, I don't think. Well, I don't. It's not even that. I just don't think, regardless of your reasoning, I think that's poorly handled. Either someone needed a red, so you tell them you're serious,
yeah,
and handle it, or you need to cool your jets, man. That's the thing that I'm like, yeah.
Rules.
Look, hold on. I gotta look now and see who, like... There's a lot of scrolling. Yeah, the first one was in the 11th minute, and then the 17th, and then the 35th. And then Alex Greenwood, and then the 38th, two in the 38th, one in the 39th. Yeah, this ref was just card happy. And then one in, yeah, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the first half.
That's a lot for a first half.
That is a card happy ref.
That's what, like, because the first half is like a give them warnings.
You get a warning usually.
Yeah.
It, you get a hey.
Hey.
Cool your jets, man. You're coming in too hot. You do it again, you're getting a card. Okay. If you're given that many cards out that frequently, there's no way you're warning people. Yeah. I don't know. That's stupid.
11 yellow cards is a lot of yellow cards.
It is. That's the official verdict.
Speaking of giving a caution, the PWHL, the women's...
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's what they're going with. Professional Women's Hockey League. Yeah, that's what they're going for. They are supposed to be launching in January. They've had their draft. They've had free agency. They are going to have their development camps and all that. But there's a couple of important things they're missing.
What are those things?
Well,
who will I be rooting for?
Well, you will be rooting for the name of the city because they do not have team names or team logos.
The Boston hockey team.
Nor are they committing to having them ready for the first game of the season. That's crazy, right?
That's like, stupid.
That seems to be an oversight of some sort for a league.
The wrong choice.
For a league that is about breaking ground and changing the game. Like, what if we start with a team name?
Well, I think This is entirely speculation. But it feels like they want to do something really cool. And so they're going to wait and make sure they get it really right. And I'm like...
I don't think so.
Well, I think they kind of have to at this point. Like, that has to be the option you take. Because otherwise, just call yourself, like, the Lions and go for it. Like, give your...
Yeah.
Lions, bears, sharks, and... giraffes. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Give yourself a name.
Yeah, it's...
Pick a color. Yellow giraffes. Great.
It's like they've got colors. The colors they've confirmed.
Great. Pick an animal that's that color.
I just don't know how you go into starting a league, especially when everything is all, like, you know, it's all about your brand and all about the messaging that you're putting out, and right now it's just, like, green.
Yeah. I think it's... There's only six teams.
There's six teams! You can come up with six names.
Like, I can come up... I just did. I came up with four. You want two more?
All right. Yeah, give me two
more. Stingrays and the Velociraptors.
I love it.
Because we need one that's a little silly. Because that's who I will root for. Yeah. I think that's not how you build support. Is it the most important thing? No.
No.
But top, is it pretty important?
Top 10? Top 5 even?
If you're making a good impression, you want someone to remember your name. If you don't have a name, what are they going to remember you by?
It's like we're selling season tickets. Who do you have season tickets for? Well, it's a pro hockey team. They
Boston
they
women's
play
hockey
in
team.
Boston, play out of a rink in Lowell. Yeah, but what's it called?
Yeah.
They're green.
Yeah.
Gotta have more than that.
You gotta have more than that.
Yeah. I can understand. I can even give you, like, you don't have a logo. I get that. But give me a name. Any name.
It can be a placeholder name. Like, yeah. We can go into it knowing that. And that's fine. Like, hey, this is gonna change, but for now, here's what we are.
Yeah, just do, like, the, you know, simple brush script or block letter
have
across the jersey.
Have fun with it and be like, earth, water, wind. Wait, earth?
Earth, fire.
Fire.
Wind, water.
Heart. Yeah, like, we need another one, but, like, and just, like, Greg.
And then Captain Planet. That's
right, yeah. But no one should get to be Captain Planet. That team wins, ooh, whoever wins the league.
Gets
to be Captain Planet. Whoever does the best with eco-friendliness this season.
Most sustainable team.
Yeah, I don't know. There are folks saying, like, yeah, okay, it's fine. But I don't think it
is. How is that fine?
Nope.
It's like,
it's like fine.
Even the pro women's soccer had Magic Jack. Like,
oh god, that was bad.
I know. It's just bad. It's really bad. Just name your teams. Name your teams.
Hockey, be better.
Hockey, do better. Speaking of hockey, need to do better.
Wait, so I'm not gonna rant about Carly Lloyd?
Oh no. I mean, like, I guess they're both going to the trash.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll start our taking to the trash with the NHL, who has decided this season after seven players decided they were gonna not wear the Pride jersey for their team's Pride matches, since then they've decreed, like, no specialty jerseys whatsoever. We'll see how they hold firm to that.
$10 says there's a military appreciation.
Exactly. No specialty nights, no Pride nights, no Black History Night, no Asian American History Night, no Lunar New Year, no Day of the Dead. Like, all of these things that were initiatives
fun.
And that were usually created really cool, fun jerseys that were designed by someone local. Like the Vancouver Canucks Gay Orca was...
Well, that's amazing.
Chef's kiss. Even more so, it doesn't stop at jerseys. They have most recently decreed that no Pride tape will be allowed on sticks. That's some bullshit. It's some bullshit. You're kowtowing to seven players who don't want to wear a jersey. You don't, listen, if you don't want to wear a jersey, fine.
Honestly, yeah, as gays.
As gays. If you don't want to wear the jersey, fine.
I don't want to make you wear the jersey, honestly. Yeah,
if you don't want to wear it, and if you're gonna be a butt about it, like, also, I don't want you to wear it.
Yeah, then don't. And, whatever. But, like, then no one gets to?
No one gets to?
No one can support anything or be in close proximity to things. Yeah, I think that was part of
weird.
It too.
That was a weird thing they said.
Yep, so I can't be too gay near a hockey player.
Yeah, just keep it on the low.
Does the NHL have a restraining order against me as a gay?
They might have all
but
gays.
Also veterans. So I don't know how that fucking works. The good news is,
mm-hmm.
we're seeing players come out of the woodwork.
We are.
Very much disagree with it, yeah. And I appreciate those folks. The organization that makes the Pride tape has received an influx in orders, including some from NHL players. So I am very much looking forward to whoever puts it on their stick anyway and says, fuck you.
Yeah.
Because for a league who wants to say hockey is for everyone, this is not how you do it, guys.
Ain't it.
This is not it. Not it.
And there's Melissa Burgess on Twitter is keeping a thread of players speaking out in support of Pride Tape. So we like there's already a number of players who have like said on the record that this is stupid. Like Anthony DeClaire from San Jose Sharks with I know a lot of guys are supportive of that. I have no problem in the past to do it. It sucks that it's not going to be part of the league moving forward. It's a little weird to me. A little puzzling to me.
Yep.
Which, yes it is.
Yep. Yep.
Just, NHL, you suck. Speaking of going backwards.
That was a good one.
Carly Lloyd is once again speaking her truth tonight on a special episode of Kicking It with Kate Abdo. We have, there's another exclusive interview of Carly Lloyd speaking her mind, I guess, and telling us about how she felt on the national team, that she wasn't cool or popular.
She
wasn't the chosen one.
She used the word groomed too, which I think is a very, it is a choice to use that word, and I think it's a very bad choice.
Yeah.
But she talks about how she didn't feel like she was the star, or like U.S. Soccer didn't choose her to be the star, and they chose other people, and she didn't have brand deals, or da-da-da-da, and it's...
Because, like, didn't she, though?
I'm sure she had some, but that point, regardless, like, I don't think Carly can say... And I'll watch the whole thing, and unfortunately, my behavior is to give someone the benefit of the doubt and listen mm-hmm. to the whole thing before I really pass judgment. But you don't get to say while you're playing how important it is to put your head down and work when no one's watching and focus on the soccer and just that, and then be mad afterwards that you didn't have brand deals. Because those are different pursuits. Those are different approaches to a career.
Also, she had brand deals. Like, on first Google, it was like in 2015, like, Inc's deal with Visa. Like,
well, but that was, her point is, that was after the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
That was after she scored a bunch of goals. And people were like, where has she been? And she's like, I've been here for 10 years.
But I mean, that's kind of how it goes, isn't it? Like, you do something every 4 years at the World Cup or at the Olympics. If you're the girl that does the thing,
you get the Wheaties box.
You get the deal. Like, that's kind of how it goes.
And I would also say, the attention on the sport has grown significantly since then.
Significantly.
And that's why there are many more deals now for players than there were then. I don't know. It just feels like it comes across as bitter. And yeah. It honestly just kind of makes me sad. Like, I hope that one day she finds some peace with all this, because God, I need it from her. I need to not hear about this anymore.
Yeah, I think for me, it's, I don't know what she wants. She's won almost every award and accolade that there is to win.
She's got a career soccer. After she's retired.
She has a job that she's probably going to keep. She has everything, and she kind of like embraces this persona. Doesn't seem like the right word, because it's all her, but it's like she embraces this, like, I'm blue collar, up from my own britches, work hard, but I also tell it like it is, and I'm gonna say what's on my mind. And unfortunately, when you do that, you're not saying things in a vacuum. Like, people are going to react to the things that you're saying. And so either say what's on your mind and stand by it, or I don't know, don't. Because yeah. Every time she's come out and said something hard and, like, come out swinging, she kind of walks it back, and it's just like, she kind of cowers behind this, like, well, I was always kind of an introvert, back to the culture on the team. Like I think of the summer when she said her piece on, like, the team dancing and whatnot after the Portugal games. Like, no, like, have your opinion, but stick to it.
Yeah.
Don't apologize for it.
Well,
especially because you probably don't mean it. It doesn't sound like you mean it when you apologize.
That part, yeah. Like, it sounds like she means it to me. I think Carly Lloyd maybe just needs to go therapy.
Yeah, maybe.
Carly, have you tried therapy?
I would love that for her.
I want to watch it.
It's like, it's okay. It's okay to be retired and to have a few things pass you by, because you have a lot of good things.
I think she's honestly just exploring those feelings, like, just maybe. Now. And I think that's what we're seeing. This is, again, also, I don't know her. This is all speculation. What do I know? But I hope she finds peace. And that's me trying to be a big person. But also, kind of, like, go away. I don't want to spend my energy on this anymore. You're a grown-ass woman.
Sort it out on your own time, so we don't have to relive this cycle, like, every 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the part that annoys me.
Free us from this this burden.
Let's go to a happy place. Anything gay happened this week?
One big gay thing happening today. Well, okay, actually I have two things.
Two things.
Real quick, Ella Masser, about to head coach the Chicago Red Stars, is gay. And I do believe this is her first match in the NWSL as a head coach. And so I'm excited for her, and congratulations.
Good sports.
That is good sporting. And I wish her the best. She's been around the league for a long time, been around the sport for a long time, and I think people really like her.
Yeah.
From what I've heard. So yeah. That's cool and gay. But the other thing is, today's coming out day. And so happy coming out day. If you're ready for that, and if you're not, that's okay too. Be safe and be you. And it's good to see you, friends.
Love you, love you, love you so much.
Love you, mean it. To borrow from a friend. Oh, and only this is gay adjacent, but and I say gay adjacent because I feel like Katie is gay adjacent. but Katie Nolan is on Celebrity Jeopardy tonight, and tonight. That's exciting.
That's gonna be a good time.
That'll be a good time. So if you need a happy, do that. And she's playing for. Women, the Association of Women Sports Media.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hooray.
So, happy things all around.
Go Katie.
Yeah.
I think that's going to do it for us today.
Yep.
One more home game at the Red Stars, and then off to the playoffs. What a time to be following the NWSL. Happy coming out day.
You too, wife.
You too, wife.
I'm out. I'm gay. Are you gay?
Yeah, I'm gay.
Okay, cool. Cool. Good. I'm glad we cleared that up.
As always, you can follow us cross-platform at Gal Pal Sports. Leave us a rating. Tell us your thoughts on a review. Let us know things. We love to hear from you. And tune in next week for another episode of Football is Mike. Bye.
Bye.